Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Make Each Day Count, a glance at daily life. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18, the mark of champions. Becoming a winner demands the strength to stay at a task, even when you feel like giving up. It is the willpower to keep on keeping on when you'd rather quit. Endurance. It's an undeniable mark of a champion. First, consider several pictures of staying power. Look at verses 1 through 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. One compelling story is that of the Apostle Paul. He had been imprisoned, flogged 5 times, beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, gone without sleep and food, and had been in danger from various elements, and yet he remained firm in commitment. His accomplishments are of an unequal list of achievements of advancing the kingdom of God. Just listen to what he says in those verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ, Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ, for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. In this letter to the Corinthian church, Paul clearly paints 4 pictures of endurance. There's a picture of pressure, verse 8. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. The second part of verse 8, there's a picture of confusion. We're perplexed, but not in despair. The first part of verse 9, there's a picture of pursuit, persecuted, but not forsaken. And in the second part of verse 9, there's a picture of violence, struck down, but not destroyed. Can you see yourself in any of these pictures? Do you ever feel pressured, confused, chased, beaten down? The key word in each picture is but. When Paul used the word but, he did so to express what is contrary to expectation. It would be normal to expect that if someone were hard-pressed, they would ultimately be crushed. Or if they were perplexed, they would be in despair. Or if they were persecuted, they would eventually be abandoned. Or if they were beaten long enough, they would be destroyed. But that was not the case with Paul and his companions. He was able to come out a winner despite being in the grasp of defeat. And second, consider 4 secrets of endurance. Verses 10 to 18. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Often people are defeated, not for lack of ability, but because they quit too soon. Many lose heart and give up before the game is finished. Twice in this chapter, Paul wrote, we do not lose heart, in verses 1 and in verse 16. What are the secrets that will keep us from quitting even though we feel like giving up? First, realize that problems are real. Life is not a joyride. It has real pain, real problems, and real frustrations. People get sick. They experience disappointment, and they are touched by death. So what do? Well, we find the purpose in the problem. For Christian, the problems of life serve a purpose. They can accomplish good things in our lives. When faced with the real problems of life, don't ask, why is this happening to me? Problems happen to us all. Instead, ask, Lord, what can I learn from this difficulty? Second, release the power of God. Verse 7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We're like clay pots, fragile and easily broken. But we have a force within us to prevent us from cracking under the pressures and attacks of life. How do we release God's power in our lives? By acknowledging our need. A false philosophy states God helps those who help themselves. That's not true. The fact is, God helps those who realize they need help. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my weakness is made perfect, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When we acknowledge our weaknesses, we release the power of God in our lives. And then third, respond to needs of others. Verse 15, this thought goes more against our human nature. It just goes against our human nature. The more trouble we face, the more selfish we become. Verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Paul could endure constant hurdles and barriers because he was living for other people. How do we respond to other people's needs? By giving ourselves away. The way to endurance is by losing ourselves in some great cause. Paul's cause was building God's kingdom. 2 Timothy 2:10, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Endurance is motivated by compassion. And then fourth, regain the perspective of God. Verses 17 and 18. Endurance comes by rediscovering a new way of looking at the situation. For our light affliction, verse 17, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our eyes are always focused on one of four places: circumstances, others, ourselves, or Jesus. What you focus on will determine the extent of your determination. How do we regain the perspective of God? By focusing on eternity. When we live our life in light of eternity, we can keep on keeping on, knowing that one day we will receive the greatest homecoming of all. The game is not over. You can be a winner despite overwhelming odds. Just don't give up too soon. You have a great day.